Beyond Self Evening, public satsang with Bodhisattva Sri Swami Premadaya, recorded live in Los Angeles. Honesty is the best spiritual policy.
Welcome, everybody. I see a few new faces, so thank you for joining us. And like you may have picked up from the introduction, particularly if you're new, these meetings are very informal, very friendly, and the format is very simple. We just chat about stuff. And if somebody's so inclined, and I appreciate when they are, wants to come up and work on a particular issue or discuss something in particular more intimately with nobody watching, then you're certainly welcome to do that. And at some point I'll ask you to do that, meaning whoever would like to. Any questions right off the bat? These meetings are, Beyond Self Evenings are more of a question-answer kind of format, so if anybody has a burning question, be good to get it on the table.
I'm interested in your thoughts about how one maintains equanimity and one's realizations and one's stability to whatever degree one has one in truth when the physical body is a factor. That's what I'm experiencing for a big period of time. When the body is ill and or over-agitated metabolically, energetically, out of balance. And other than attending to it, you know, directly through proper nutrition and so on and so on, I'd like to get your take on the possibility or range of independence of the body altogether. Because I admire those sages that I've heard of that could actually, you know, have cancer or have horrendous physical sufferings and still be quite well established in their truth and equanimity without any real effect psychologically on them. I'm just wondering what you have to say about that general topic. Any recommendations?